Hello, everyone, and thanks for listening to the Quality Hub, chatting with ISO experts. I'm your host, Xavier Francis, and today we're here with Murphy Shaw and Matthew Pilley, consultants here at Core Business Solutions. Thanks for being here today, gentlemen.
Thank you, X.
Yeah, happy to be here, X. Thanks.
Thanks, guys, for being here. We really do appreciate you taking the time to be here. Just for everybody here listening, over the course of the next several weeks, we're excited to explore a range of ISO standards beyond the well-known ISO 9001, which is a quality management system. At Core Business Solutions, our ability to work with companies extends well beyond ISO 9001. We support our customers with consulting, training, and software in comprehensive arrays of ISO standards. In addition, we support cybersecurity, NIST, and CMMC compliance and certification. Today, we're going to be talking about ISO 13485, a medical device standard, with Murphy and Matthew. As we begin, could you guys share a little bit about your experiences and journeys?
Yeah, thanks, Xavier. So I got my start with 1345 back with a medical packaging company, along with Matthew. I actually worked for him for a little while.
I didn't realize you two had been former colleagues.
Yeah. Yeah. For quite some time. I think we worked together about 11 years before I moved on. And I moved on to more of the contract manufacturer side of things with a CNC facility, more directly into the implants.
Okay.
Implantable devices, which were also ISO 13485, which we'll talk about later. And then from there, I came to Core to become a consultant to help a variety of customers get ISO 13485 certified.
And that's great. So Matt, I didn't realize, like I said before, that you two were colleagues. What's your journey and experience?
Yeah, so I spent my entire working career working in the medical packaging space. So sterile barrier packaging for medical devices. Started out very young and just kind of eventually worked my way into a quality role. And at some point, Murphy and I crossed paths and yeah, we've got some history together for sure.
That's so great.
Yeah.
So you've been here about 6 months, eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, that's great. We're excited to hear what you guys have to say. And I really do appreciate you being here. But we're going to start with Matthew today. Your first question is, what is the primary objective and benefits of ISO 13485, and how does that relate to 9001?
Yeah, so I would say that, you know, the primary objective is to ensure that there's a common set of regulations and requirements, right, that are applicable to the manufacture and distribution of really anything that's classified as a medical device or for supporting products, you know, materials and services that might be a direct or indirect input into those products.
So we're not talking just about devices. We're talking about almost anything that would go into making those devices or even packaging them?
Absolutely. In addition to that, I would say that the purpose of the standard is to bring an organization's business processes, things like procurement, design and development, manufacturing, distribution, and the overall quality management system expectations kind of under a stricter level of control.
Right? Okay.
And the benefit of 13485 is that it requires organizations to formally define their processes for quality management system elements that are called out in the standard. And so they do that by way of written procedures and work instructions. And in doing so, an organization is required to put a deliberate level of thought and focus into how those processes not only meet the standard, but kind of how they fit into an organization's business model, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense.
Ultimately, it should give a business better visibility into how they're performing with regard to products and services, you know, their efficiencies, complaints and non-conforming products, and certainly, you know, the customer experience overall.
So in that way, it is similar to 9001. You're dealing with complaints, non-conformities, efficiencies, customer experience.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of overlap. And also, in terms of relation to 9001, where 9001 sets a baseline and a framework for your quality management system, 1345 is kind of a natural next step, right?
Okay.
So it's an expansion of those same requirements and a few more, which takes a QMS to the next level. So where 9001 requires a company to demonstrate that they have processes in place, 1345 says, now, you know, show me the evidence, right? So, so your processes, procedures, work instructions, they all need to be supported by written documentation and objective evidence that supports what's been defined within those documents. So with 1345, it's kind of like, you know, show me what you're planning to do by way of procedure, and then show me the written or the documented evidence that you carried those things out as you intended, right?
So in 9001, that comes a little later. It comes a little sooner in 1345.
Yeah, those requirements for for documentation in 1345 are kind of there from the outset. You mm-hmm. can get away with a little less formality in 9001, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to really, the 9001 standard really doesn't require you to have written procedures.
Right.
But you have to have them right out of the gate with 1345. So, and it's, you know, your system matures over time with, so with 9001, you may not have them to start, but then.
Yeah. It's a good, it's a good thing to do.
Right. As your system becomes more robust. So. Mm-hmm. But the other key difference with 1345 is that it forces you to look at your process, your processes through the lens of risk. Right. So, there's a heavy emphasis on risk within that standard. So, you know, risk in your manufacturing process, risk in how your internal audit program is developed, introduction of risk within your change management process or your corrective and preventive action processes, ultimately, really any kind of unintended risk that could result in an end user or patient coming in contact with product that could compromise patient safety.
So, I mean, that totally makes sense where, I mean, you're dealing with life and death here potentially.
Yeah.
So risk is far greater to the end user than it might be if somebody doesn't get the lids for their cups for coffee.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's you don't always think of it that way, you know, when you're living in that world every day. But all of those processes ultimately come down to, you know, making what you hope is a better and safer product for customers.
Absolutely. So, well, this really helps us to see the similarities and differences. Really appreciate that, Matthew. So, Murphy, what devices fall under the purview of 1345?
Well, ISO 1345 is geared towards the medical and healthcare industries, more specifically, implantable devices such as stents, screws, or even pacemakers. In general, items that go inside the body.
So joints, stents, screws, meshes, all of those type of things are what we're talking about.
Yes, and that's what it's really geared towards. That's why it was designed and implemented. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you need to manufacture only those specific types of devices to be certified to 1345.
Okay. All right.
If you are manufacturing a delivery device for those products, sterile barrier packaging, as me and Matt alluded to earlier, basically anything in the healthcare industry, you can become ISO 1345 certified. You know, since I started here with CORE, I've had all types of clients become certified. Anyone from providing software for telecommunications, service provider that does maintenance on defibrillators, and even businesses who are simply providing a rolling cart, you know, for a dental office.
Mm-hmm. So really broader than devices and just packaging. I mean, that's interesting you should say for telecommunications and also software. I mean, if you're dealing with a pacemaker, those things need to be updated. You know, they may have firmware updates, just like a computer or other pieces of equipment. Could you imagine putting something in that doesn't work right into a something that's in somebody's body that's being programmed? I mean, that could be fatal. So that makes sense why that would come under this purview as well.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, ISO 1345 exists because within the medical and healthcare industry, it's really extremely important for traceability of the materials and the people that are involved with the manufacturing of such devices. You know, product specifications come into play. You know, we're basically talking about saving, improving, or prolonging human life.
Absolutely.
So it's key to have strict requirements and controls in place. You need that reliability and consistency in the medical devices or the equipment that you're using.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this industry can't afford to have a lack of controls and zero regulation, you know, because of that topic being very important to humanity.
It's very similar in AES that way where, you know, you're talking about dealing with things that can potentially, you know, keep people safe or harm them. And it clears up why some businesses may look into 1345 as a standard they might want to become certified to. So Matthew, what are the key principles and requirements outlined in 1345? And is there an overlap with FDA requirements?
So I guess I would start by saying that the key principles of 1345 in many cases are the same as those found in 9001, right? And so it's not exactly one-to-one, but things such as management commitment, you know, quality planning, the establishment of quality objectives, qualification and training personnel, purchasing, nonconformance and corrective action, all of these elements are also part of 1345 requirements.
Okay, so what are the ones that aren't part of 9001 that don't kind of go hand in hand?
Well, along with additional requirements specific to 1345, such as increased manufacturing controls, equipment and process validation, cleanliness of the work environment and of the product, there are also other requirements that are not always applicable to every organization, but, you know, dependent upon what they're manufacturing, if it's actually classified as a device.
Okay.
There are things like installation and post-delivery servicing requirements for medical devices.
Okay.
Along with sterilization. So it really kind of depends on what the organization is manufacturing and how their devices are classified.
Okay. And that's sort of an FDA thing?
Yeah, right. So there's different levels of classification for a device dependent upon, you know, its application and its, you know, use on the patient, right? Mm-hmm. Is it an implantable device, or is it something that's just used as a delivery mechanism outside the body?
Gotcha.
You know, there's different classifications. You know, in terms of the FDA, their quality system regulation specific to medical devices is the Code of Federal Regulations, or the CFR Part 820, which defines the federal government's requirements and expectations for a quality management system. There's a high degree of overlap between CFR Part 820 and 1345, but there are some differences.
Okay.
And to that point, there's an effort underway by the FDA to harmonize the QSR, which of course includes Part 820, with the requirements of 1345. You know, the reason for that is quality system regulation by the FDA, it's got some age on it. And I think it was last published in 1996.
Wow.
And so it's, you know, it's dated, right? And and those requirements are specific to manufacturers in the US. 1345 is an internationally recognized set of standards for medical devices that gets reviewed every 5 years or so. And then it's either updated or it's reapproved in its current state, right? So there's kind of a regular review of those documents and a determination as to whether or not they need to be revised and updated based on the standard of the day, right? The
requirement. Right. Well, I mean, ISO standards do get updated quite often. I mean, 96, I can't imagine the different devices that we have from then. Using the frequency of ISO standards being updated is probably a good call for the FDA, I would think.
We've been waiting a long time for the FDA to harmonize with ISO 1345. So it's a good thing that it's finally on the horizon here.
That is great.
Yeah, I think with that, you know, with that effort to align the regulations, there's obviously going to be some change.
Mm-hmm.
I think the estimate at this time is somewhere between a year to 2 years before those changes go into effect. But you know how those timelines are.
Yeah,
You know, very likely could shift at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I guess, you know, kind of one final note on the differences between the FDA requirements and 1345. You know, if an organization's manufacturing and distributing a medical device in the U.S., they have to be registered with the FDA, right? They've got to be compliant with the FDA's regulation, Part 820. 1345 is a voluntary standard, right? So a business either chooses to pursue certification or it doesn't. Right? There's no requirement for them to become 1345 certified. But for those companies that serve the healthcare industry, you know, many, if not most, pursue certification because the market demands it. Their customers demand it. And if a company chooses to pursue certification, then here at CORE, we're here to help them achieve that objective. So
using the ISO standard to help you put your procedures in place that align with the FDA would make sense. It's almost like, here's your rules, you figure out how to do them. ISO helps you give you a framework to how to put those into a way that you can, a framework that you can use and make sure you're staying compliant.
Right.
And so does our software with CORE also helps in that, where if you have devices that need to be checked frequently, measurement devices, things like that, you can put those into our
software. Yeah, that's the great thing about the platform is that it gives you that functionality, that kind of easy way to manage everything in kind of a centralized location in terms of required documentation and records and all that sort of stuff. So it's really efficient in that way. So
that and people like you are here to help anyone who's interested in learning more about, you know, if they're ready for 1345 and maybe working with CORE. Now, Murphy, in this ever-changing world of medical devices, how does 1345 impact a company's reputation, compliance, and overall business operations?
Well, when it comes to being certified to 1345, the reputation of the standard really does impact the business's reputation as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's as Matt alluded to earlier, it's a more robust, strict standard than ISO 9001. It has more requirements to ensure controls are in place, which you would expect in the medical industry, since we're talking about saving lives.
Absolutely. I mean, saving lives or making quality of life better for someone is certainly good things, and we want to do that in a way that's going to be safe.
For sure, for sure. And if your company is certified, your customers feel safe and they, you know, they have the confidence in you that you're work, that they're working with a world-class supplier that will provide high-quality products and services.
Mm-hmm.
The businesses who implement 1345 really benefit because of the requirements ensure companies are more involved with monitoring and establishing the controls. You know, so there's a lot more oversight of the processes. They're looking at a lot more data to track the performance mm-hmm. of all their processes. And that, you know, the big thing is repeatability and consistency.
Well, when you're talking about medical devices, consistency and repeatability are paramount. You want to make sure you can get the device working every time, or, you know, the consistency of if you're talking about an implantable, it's always going to be the same.
Precisely. And, you know, with management being more involved and constant monitoring of the processes, it leads the company to improvements. You know, they're constantly evaluating the need for change and to improve efficiencies, you know, the quality of the work.
Mm-hmm.
But also streamlining and simplifying the processes for the workers. You know, if you're simplifying the processes, it makes it easier on the training program as well.
Absolutely.
So, you know, to summarize all that, you know, the implementation of ISO 1345 into your business will lead to increased customers and sales, process streamlining and improvements, product or service quality, reliability, and just overall business integrity and with your documentation.
Well, all those things will certainly make customers as well as management happy with how the business can thrive and even grow. It's interesting to see how 13485 just kind of adds and pushes a little bit more on the documentation and that from 9001. I noticed that some of these standards that we will be talking about in the next, you know, month or two, some of them are a slight variation from 9001. And some of them are completely, you've got 100 or more controls and things that you have to deal with. So this one's one that's a little bit similar, but it really does make the difference when you're dealing with medical devices and packaging and things like that. Really appreciate your guys' experience. And with that, do you have any stories or experiences that might stand out to you, the customer, maybe someone who saw the benefits of 13485?
Yeah, well, since I started working with CORE, you know, I've had several clients that we've gotten ISO 13485 certified, and they're, you know, one-man shops, startups,
mm-hmm.
Who need a lot of help getting established. I referenced one in the last podcast that I did with you.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. About the life-saving apparatus, you know, CPR apparatus. Mm-hmm. You know, that guy, all he had was a drawing. We helped him implement all of his processes, all of his documentation, got him certified. You know, the clients started coming to him, mm-hmm. started selling. So, you know, it's a success story, really. You know, he built that company from the ground up, from nothing. You know, a little drawing on a napkin. Going way back, Matt and I, working for our previous company, we were previously 9001, and we brought that company up to 1345 standards and got them certified. And, you know, our processes, they just grew over time, and, you know, they naturally evolved, and, you know, the standard just leads to that. It mm-hmm. leads to improvements. So
was that a choice that you guys made to become 1345 certified in your previous place, or?
Yeah, I mean, well, there was a few drivers that led us to that, right? So first of all, there's competition, right? Mm-hmm. There was competition that was certified at 1345, right? So just from a controls standpoint, customer expectations, mm-hmm. right? So there was some need there to transition to 1345 based on that. But also, as we've kind of touched on, there's that higher level of control, right? Management wanted to see that in the kind of extra layer, right?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of more deliberate effort to improve things kind of be put in place.
Right.
You know, it took a little bit of effort. So it's not an automatic type thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're 9001 certified and you're thinking about moving to 1345, the good news is that you've got that structure, right? You've got that mm-hmm. basic framework for your quality management system. And so you can just kind of build off of that and meet the requirements of 1345, you know, put your procedures in place, generate records that support, you know, those procedures as objective evidence and that sort
right.
of thing.
From an IMS standpoint, then, do you see people sticking with, like they say, they keep 9001 and just add 1345? Or is it replace the 9001?
Well, in my short time with CORE, I've seen it both ways.
I
would say it seems to be more of, we're 9001 and we want to maintain that, but also get certified to 1345.
Probably depends on what space you're in too. Because let's say you're doing something and you're doing software and now you're branching out into software that is going to help with a medical device. You don't want to lose 9001 because on the non-medical side, you may need to keep
that.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, there's definitely some of that going on. And in many cases, it really is customer driven. I mean, most of the time we hear, oh, you know, I may win this contract, right? But that contract requirement is that I'm certified, right, to this standard or that standard. So we've certainly seen some of that. But and I think there's benefits to both, right? But I know that to Murphy's point, back in 2010, when we got certified at 1345, we dropped 9001 because we didn't, for what we did and the space that we were in, it didn't necessarily make sense to maintain both. There was really not a need.
Right.
So, you know, it's all about your business and what your business needs.
Absolutely. And we can help with all of that. Really appreciate you guys. Is there anything else you want to share about 1345 or anything?
We're here to help you, you know, so, you know, contact CORE and, you know, me and Matt, I don't know if there's any other consultants that also do 1345, but we're probably the main ones. So we're going to help you through it.
Awesome. Well, gentlemen, this has been awesome, especially great if a company out there might be thinking about the 1345 standard. We want to thank you so much for being here today and sharing your expertise.
Thanks, X. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to the next one.
Awesome. We want to thank everyone who's listened to our podcast today. We hope that it's been informative for you. And if you're looking for more information, like what Murphy said, about contacting CORE Business Solutions, and we can help you in any ISO certification or cybersecurity, please email us at info@thecoresolution.com. And if you haven't already followed us on your favorite podcast platform, please be sure to do so. That way you won't miss the next Quality Hub podcast when it's released next week. Have a great day, and thanks for being here.